This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, we got a lot to talk about, so we're going to get right to it. The Zika virus is unfortunately spreading fast through Puerto Rico, placing hundreds of pregnant women at risk for delivering babies with a devastating birth defect that we've talked about, microcephaly. This is according to the CDC and what they had said this morning. Testing of blood donations in Puerto Rico right now, they say our most accurate real-time leading indicator of Zika activity, show that more and more people in the United States island territory have been affected with the mosquito-borne virus, according to the CDC. Based on the best information available, Zika infections appear to be increasing rapidly in Puerto Rico. The real importance of this information, they say, is that in the coming months, it's possible that thousands of pregnant women in Puerto Rico could be infected with Zika. He said this could lead to dozens or hundreds. They say it could lead to dozens or hundreds of infants being born with microcephaly in the coming year. As we talked about, it's where the newborn's head is smaller than what its brain needs, and it could cause neurological damage, but they're already finding that neurological damage may already exist as well, separate from the head size. So, blood centers in Puerto Rico have been testing donations for Zika on April 3rd using an experimental test made by Roche. It's a New Jersey-based Roche Molecular Systems, Inc., according to the CDC. They say for weeks now the percentage of blood donations testing positive for Zika has been increasing in Puerto Rico, reaching as high as 1.1% for the last week of reporting. Only 1 in 5 people affected develop symptoms, so many people have absolutely no idea. So unless you have symptoms of a rash, a fever, joint pain, you don't know to get screened. And if you feel fine, we have to then hope that you are going, you know what, well, go and check me out. And a lot of people don't realize that if they feel fine, they could still give Zika to their mate through sex, or a mosquito could land on them, fly across the street to your next door neighbor, and give it to them. So, they say prior outbreaks of other tropical viruses have shown that blood donations can provide an accurate reflection of infections in the general population. Basically, every Zika infection detected in a relatively small proportion of blood donors can reflect hidden infections in a substantial percentage of the general public throughout the course of the epidemic season. They say the concern here is when we translate that into an exposure over multiple months, it is many times than that 1% rate. Again, you got to look at, okay, yeah, you know, how many people are actually, you know, coming out and being checked. Now, remember, Zika has been tied to thousands of cases, okay, in Brazil of microcephaly. Even though they've only officially confirmed about 1,800, we're looking at 4,000 or 5,000 plus. So, controlling the mosquito is very difficult, and the virus remains undetected. It could be months before they see babies have the issues, because it's going to be months till babies are born. We've also been told that the third trimester seems to be the safest thus far. But here's the thing, okay? Remember a few days ago we were talking about how Zika virus, if you get it in a third trimester of pregnancy, your later trimester, because there's three trimesters, first is 12 weeks, second is the next 12 weeks, and third up until birth, okay? So infections in the third trimester appear to have the least, if not any, cases of Zika-affected babies. My problem with that is what if it takes a while for the neurological deficits to manifest? So I don't want to say that's 100% yet, even though a lot of us breathe a sigh of relief. I would say, please hold on, okay? I do not think we're out of the woods. Now, Zika can be transmitted by people donating blood, but to date there have been no reported cases of this happening in the United States. Why? Because they're testing the blood judiciously. They test it for a lot of things, HIV, I believe syphilis, hepatitis, Chagas disease, so they do test it. They say a total of 68 blood donations have come back positive for Zika out of the 12,000 tested. All Zika-tainted donations are removed from the blood supply. So, you know, we need to get these Zika tests widespread into doctor's offices. You know, I have no idea if I had any patients with Zika, because many of them, if they get better on their own, they're not going to come to me. You know, why would they come to me if they're feeling fine? So, it would be, I think, prudent for anybody planning to have a baby and get pregnant for both he and she to get tested. Again, if you've been in any Zika endemic area, don't donate blood. You know, I'm getting calls from United Blood Services because I'm getting ready to be due to donate blood. The problem is I'm not due yet. I still have a couple weeks, and I'm going to be going to the Caribbean next week. So I'm going to be possibly in an area, so I'm going to have to donate a month after I get back, so probably early August. Although we're probably going to do it on a blood donation week. I need you guys to host some drives. We are going to be putting on drives throughout the whole United States. So please, 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 please. We'll keep you guys posted on that. As we talked about in the last hour, six U.S. residents had Zika while pregnant, or Zika-affected pregnancies. Three of those pregnancies have ended either by abortion or miscarriage or stillbirth. Three currently alive. And so we will keep you guys posted on that. All right. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Before we move on, we got to talk about STDs. We got to talk about a new antibiotic to the rescue. Really quickly, just on Zika, the World Health Organization says $122 million is needed to prevent and manage the medical complications. Specific focus is going to be on supporting women and girls of childbearing age. And obviously, we are looking at $122 million, just the start of it. Still a lot of questions on what's happening with the Olympics. We've been hearing from certain Olympic officials saying nothing to worry about here, all right? But as we're seeing this concern happen in Puerto Rico, I don't know who to believe. I mean, I'm really, really concerned about what's happening in all countries affected. And again, the only information we get is what the media shares. So we have no idea if it's worse. We have no idea if it's not as bad. I mean, they aren't allowed to, in the media, give a number that's higher than it is. They have to be very accurate, which is why you saw that 6 number go down to 3. Because 3 of those pregnancies had unfortunately ended. But when we're talking about a bunch of Americans going down for the Olympics, this is a huge concern. 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away.
All I do is speak, but you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, I got a very interesting email last night, and it's very, very long and lengthy, so I'm not gonna read it. But apparently yesterday I had been talking about dating and relationships, and I guess somebody wanted to know why in this day and age you would even get married. Apparently his fiance left him, and, you know, so there were some sour grapes and that kind of thing going on. But it's very interesting because I guess this email had to do with somebody who is contemplating having an affair. And he wants to know what the big deal is. And he basically kind of goes to saying, you know, the wife doesn't sleep with him anymore. They love each other, but she's not into sex. And so there's somebody he's interested in having sex with, not anybody interested. He's in a long-term relationship. And so What's the big deal? And it was a very, I mean, boy, did he use some logic. I mean, you're listening to this going, gosh, he's put a lot of thought into this. Wow. And so, of course, you know, I have a big beef with anybody cheating. And so, you know, if I was going to answer that, okay, so he's in a situation where, and again, nothing, I'm sorry, nothing, and I'm just going to preface this right now, nothing okay is cheating, but you need to know what his arguments are, okay? So he's been married for many years, and they haven't had sex for many of those years. First couple years of marriage, everything's been going great. After that, it just stopped. So he's in a sexless marriage, okay? Which isn't the number one reason for cheating. The number one reason for cheating is somebody's a jerk, okay? That's really the number one reason for cheating. However, okay, I get it. A sexless marriage, that's got to be very difficult. I mean, you know, one of our biggest emotions, besides eating, you know, and wanting to poop, is, or even wanting to have sex, is wanting to love something and love. And so for a lot of us, we could love somebody, but we really want to be physically expressive of that love. And not because of sexual gratification, but because we just want to love and hold something. We just do. That's why we love pets so much. That's why pets are, you know, everybody's like, I posted a picture of a dog that looks like a toy. Just the cutest little thing. And you just want to hold it and love it. It's an emotion that we have. So he has for years been being denied this emotion. Okay? And so he wants to act out. And there is somebody that he has met online that he has an ability to, not at work, has an ability to, do that with. Okay? Of course, my answer, all right, to this is leave the marriage. Okay? If you are going to cheat, you can't do that while being married. Because your marriage means you, that is your union. If your other partner is starting to, I don't want to use the word renege, because when you get married, there is no contract between how much sex. By the way, a lot of couples are doing that. You've heard about those sex contracts where couples make contracts going, you know, you have to have sex with me X amount of times per month. If you don't, I'm allowed to cheat. These are contracts that people have. I guess there's prenups, and so there's sex contracts. Who knew? And again, I'm not commending them, or I'm not advocating them, or endorsing them by any means. Hell no. But if you are in a marriage where you don't feel there's love, okay, and he doesn't really talk about loving her, he doesn't, all right. But you know, where you feel there's a disconnect, and you guys are just roommates, then you need to have a conversation with her about, you know, what the marriage is and what the plan is. Now, I'm not saying leave the marriage because she's not having sex with you, okay? If you love her and you're happy, no, you stick with this union. It's a partnership. Many couples can't have sex. There's pain issues, there's cancer issues, there's health issues. I mean, couples can't have sex all the time. That it doesn't mean they have to, you know, break up the marriage. But if you are unhappy with your marriage to the point that you need to go outside and have an outside outlet, then you need to re-question if that's a marriage you need to be in, okay? Because, you know, bringing somebody else into the marriage bed or bringing somebody else into the home, not the house, but the home. Yeah, I don't care if you're going over to her house, but it's still, this is your home that she's entering, okay, figuratively. That's not healthy for any marriage at all. And so I know a lot of couples get away with it, okay? They have some sort of open relationship rule where they're together somehow, but then they're in bed with others. I just don't think that helps the longevity. And we don't have a lot of studies. I would like to see a study on that. I'd like to see a study on how many people with open relationships, how their marriage fares. And if the majority of them still fall apart, or if the majority of them still stay solvent. I would like to know. But you need to identify exactly what it is. Yeah, and why are you attractive to them? Okay? It may not even be about the sex. We really aren't that honest with each other. Okay? You know, many of us say, oh, I love my wife. You know, and go, I mean, do you really? Yeah. I'm not even going to think about it. Don't make me think about it. I love her, and that's just it. And so, which is why a lot of people don't want to go to therapy. They don't like going to therapy because they're afraid the truth is going to come out about obviously certain things. And so they don't want to sit there and be faced with, oh my gosh, you know, maybe I don't really love her. I'm just staying with her because we got kids and we got a house and because it's the right thing to do. And it's, you know, and so it's a very difficult decision to go deeper and to dig deeper into what could be going on. And so many of us, maybe we don't love our spouses. Maybe we aren't in love anymore, but we made a commitment. We are in a partnership. We are going to make it work. They're our partner for life, and love's going to be out of the equation. And that's fine if that's what you guys have, you know, decided to subscribe to. But if you are seeking comfort and companionship elsewhere, because what is sex? Okay, sex is an act. Okay, somebody can say, well, it's exercise. You can go to the gym for exercise. Okay? All right. And yes, there's sexual gratification, but there's other ways to gratify yourself also. Okay, you don't have to go outside. What is it about this person online? And, you know, we don't talk about this enough. We are being stimulated by other people online all the time. And I'm not saying sexually stimulated. Okay, you'll put a comment on Facebook and then somebody comments back. Okay, and you like that. And you like being heard. You like being listened to. You like being spoken to. And you like having an audience. I love having an audience. All right? It's very, very fun for me. Not attractive. I have an audience at home. I don't need to go anywhere for that audience. You know, I mean, I have, luckily, my kids and my husband. And if I have a joke or if I have a song I want to sing, I force them to sit on the couch and listen to it, whether they want to listen to it or not. That's just me. But when it comes to, you know, you going online and you finding somebody and you want to now sleep with them, you need to be honest with yourself. What is it? Now, many of you, your honesty will say, look, I have no intention of leaving my wife. I have no intention of leaving this partnership or leaving my kids. But I really like the idea of having something on the side. Well, that's still not ethical. Okay, I know things have been changing in this crazy world. People don't wait till they're married to have sex anymore. People have, you know, multiple, you know, mothers of their kids. People, things are different now, which is, it's a different world. Smoking pot, drinking alcohol. It's so funny with the marijuana. Yeah, I just remember 20 some years ago, you know, everybody talking about, Bill Clinton smoking pot and, you know, going, oh my gosh, he smoked marijuana. I mean, and now they just brag about that stuff. Seth Rogen brags about it in the movies. I mean, it's amazing. Like alcohol was taboo. Things that that used to be taboo aren't taboo anymore. But what hasn't lost its taboo-ness is cheating. Alright? Now, if you guys consensually, you and your wife consensually decide to have open relationships, okay, well then that's one thing. I mean, I guess do whatever. But to cheat behind her back because of X, Y, and Z, You need to talk about that, and you need to have some counseling. You just do. And as a doctor, I would say it's your ethical duty, and I'm almost wondering, you know, what criminal laws would where criminal laws would apply, because if you're cheating on somebody and then you're giving her an STD, you know, I'm going to look that up. We need to research that. You know, when have, I know a woman ran over her boyfriend who was HIV positive, but, you know, if your spouse gives you an STD from cheating, I wonder if there's any criminal. I don't think so. I don't think you can, 1-877-DOCTOLLY, we'll be right back.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-941-9796.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-941-9796. That's 1-800-941-9796.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat, even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Soil quality determines plant health. Plant health determines animal and human health. 80% of the mineral needs of a plant are calcium-based, with the other 20% representing all the other minerals. The body needs minerals to occur in the same order of priority and ratios as plants in order to cause electrochemical reactions to occur optimally. One of the most important foods to give the body the calcium, phosphorus, and magnesium needed for proper body chemistry is whey protein. Now, add to this the new and improved technological enhancements unique to One World Whey, and you have a recipe to turn on the body's chemistry to making energy again. One World Whey's new formula appears to support your body's ability to function in a more youthful manner. People report feeling major improvements in energy and well-being within 20 minutes of taking our new and improved One World Whey. These effects last for 4 or more hours. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's One World, W-H-E-Y.com.
Okay, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Okay, you can sue a partner. Sorry, I looked it up. You can sue a partner. I knew that. I knew you could sue them. A spouse makes it more difficult. Okay? And I guess it depends on state laws. All right, a spouse, I still don't have that information yet, but you can sue a partner. Very interesting. They say an Oregon woman sued a former sexual partner for giving her herpes and won $900,000. In the civil suit, her partner was found 75% negligent, and she was found 25% negligent and was found to have committed battery. Another woman sued her former partner for giving her HPV that led to genital warts and cervical dysplasia, a precancerous condition. She won and was awarded $1.5 million. There was a $52 million settlement a woman received after she claimed that her former partner, the boss of the real-life Wolf of Wall Street, gave her chlamydia that made her infertile. So she won $52 million. They say, this is according to AVVO.com, they say a criminal case, unfortunately, that seems to require more substantial evidence. And civil cases seem to be, I guess, a little bit easier. They say in many states like Washington State, knowing you have an STD and infecting a partner is illegal. Many states have different charges depending on whether the transmission was intentional, like you wanted to harm them, like reckless, or you didn't think about it and it happened anyway. In states like New Jersey, you could be charged with attempted murder if you know you're HIV positive and attempt to infect someone intentionally. Now, if you didn't actually transmit the infection, they say in Alabama or Tennessee, you could be charged for engaging in sexual activity knowing you are infected, even if you didn't transmit it. If the sex was consensual, you could still be sued. They say in most states, infected partners who transmit a disease are legally protected if prior to sexual contact they inform their partner of their health status, but two states, Kansas and Washington, do not explicitly state that defense. They say a man in Iowa was sentenced to 25 years for transmitting HIV, even though he used protection. Now, the Supreme Court of Iowa did toss out the sentence. HIV obviously is treated many times as a special case. Transmitting HIV to someone is considered a serious offense in the eyes of the law, even though hepatitis can kill. Herpes could cause birth defects. I mean, it's interesting because there's a lot of morbidity associated with these other STDs, syphilis, but HIV seems to be in the courts more often. They say transmitting HIV to someone is considered a serious offense. Some states have even handed out prison sentences for failure to disclose HIV status to a sex partner. HIV can also be transmitted through other means, and in some states like California and Iowa, it's a felony if you donate blood, tissues, and organs if you know you are HIV positive. They say over 15 years, foreign nationals could be denied visas or permanent resident status in the United States if they're HIV positive. The law was changed in 2009, and HIV positive status is no longer a bar to entry. And very interesting with that, we talked about this, because back in the Ellis Island days, you could not come in if you were sick. I mean, they screened everybody. They screened them for a variety of illnesses, and you could not come in. And now, you know, if you are HIV positive, but understandably so, we could treat that now. Okay, I mean, you know, we have means to treat it. So I don't think being HIV positive should prevent you from coming in. I mean, people, HIV, I have friends who are HIV positive, and they're fine, they're healthy, you know, they're not using unprotected sex, they're on Truvada, they're not donating blood, they're not donating organs, etc. And so, you know, it doesn't have to bar you from, but it's interesting how things have changed. Let me see here. They say multiple cases arose in Wisconsin over doctors revealing someone's HIV positive status. You are not supposed to, as a doctor or medical provider, reveal that someone has an STD. They said a woman in New York sued a doctor for telling her she was HIV positive because she hadn't consented to test and didn't want to know. Now, that's another thing that's very, very interesting. For years, there was a lot of confusion, and I think there still is, on what a medical provider is supposed to do when they have a patient they think has HIV and the patient doesn't want to be tested. Now, this actually, one of you, I had a listener years ago that asked me about this, okay? They did not want their results being in a data bank. And so they didn't want the test being done. And the doctor refused to treat them without knowing if the patient was HIV positive. And so they wanted to know what their rights were. Now, this is very interesting, okay? Many of you have also noticed you can't get surgery many times without having an HIV status done. And many of you ask, well, what the hell is that for? I'm having a knee replacement. Why does he need to know if I have HIV? I mean, it's a knee replacement. Well, there's a variety of reasons. You know, one, he needs to know if you're immunocompromised. Okay, that's going to definitely affect transmission. If you are immune compromised, your white count may already be a little bit on the low side or have the ability to drop low. So if you have a normal white count after the surgery, how do they know if you have an infection or not? Remember, he's responsible. So if you have an infection, they kind of need to know if you are immunodeficient or not. So that's the main reason. Yes, it is helpful to, you know, warn everybody in the operating room as you are being operated on that this is HIV positive blood, but that's kind of obsolete nowadays because we all assume everybody has a transmissible disease, and we don't really sit there, you know, in the operating room going, everybody, this is what he's got. I mean, we don't do that. You know, we just go, look, we're doing the procedure, and you know, nobody peeks in the chart, and we're just supposed to move forward. The anesthesiologist gets a medical history from you before you go in. And so many surgeons will not operate on you, though, without knowing your HIV status because they need to know if you're immunocompromised. Period. Just like they're going to want to make sure, I mean, if you look at the blood work being done, they want to know if you have hepatitis. They want to know if you have liver issues, kidney issues, blood issues. They want to know if you're pregnant. These are kind of standard pre-op tests, you know, and many want HIV as well. So, and your analysis to make sure you don't have a bladder infection. Why? Because that could all affect the outcome of the surgery. So what if here you are in, you are a very high-profile person, and, you know, you don't want a blood test done because there are how many workers involved in a lab database? And you don't want somebody looking up your information. Well, one thing you can do with the lab is work to use I don't want to use the word fake name, but a moniker, like a stage name, something like that. So you could do that. You know, like rather than me getting blood work as Dahlia Wax, I just have my blood work done as Dr. Dahlia. There's a lot of googly-eyed. My red blood cells are very googly-eyed. They just are. Yeah, I know. Yeah, so they're. I just. Yeah. So my guess is they can identify my blood anyway. It's very loud. It's bouncing around the place. It's antigens like my hair are just hanging out all over, and my tongue is hanging out outside my mouth like. Okay, that's just me. I just love like you know being all kind of googly-eyed and energetic and bouncing around. That's just me. Okay. So your recourse if you and again you know a doctor has every right to refuse treatment to you, okay? Maybe not in an ER, but if your family doctor or internist does not want to take care of you because they can't, I mean, like for example, you're having a pneumonia, okay? You know he's going to still treat you for pneumonia, but it would help to know if you have a pneumonia that's, I guess, more vulnerable to HIV patients versus not. I'm not saying every person with a pneumonia has HIV. But, I mean, you know, for him to treat you at his best, he needs to know significant medical history. And people lie all the time to their doctors, and then they get mad when their doctor can't figure something out. But for this woman to sue because she never wanted the test being done and it was in there, I mean, when you get pregnant, HIV is on your prenatal profile. You know, I think nowadays they do consents. I'm not sure. It depends on the state. But, you know, we want to know if you have HIV and if it's going to pass to the baby so then we can be prepared to help the baby when the baby comes out. All right, guys. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We'll be right back.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Speak,
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So an experimental antibiotic has shown promise against a dangerous drug-resistant bacteria. And it's a combination of a new antibiotic called TXA-709 with the antibiotic Ceftonir. And it has successfully treated animals infected with the superbug MRSA, methicillin-resistant Staph aureus. They say the results are important because even though TXA-709 is effective on its own treating MRSA, combining it with Ceftonir, which is a cephalosporin, an antibiotic, kind of similar to Omicef, Ceftin, C-Clor, that class. We could use it for throat, pneumonia, bronchitis, middle ear, sinus infection. It has become more efficacious, and it could hopefully significantly reduce the potential for the MRSA bacteria to become resistant in the future. This is according to researcher Daniel Pilch, who's an associate professor of pharmacology at Rutgers University Robert Wood Johnson Medical School in Piscataway, New Jersey. They say what is also good about this experimental treatment is that both drugs can be taken orally, which means they can be administered on an outpatient basis. All but two of the current antibiotics being used clinically to treat MRSA need to be administered IV. Okay, so it's an IV type of drug, which means going through the, you know, intravenous solution. Now, MRSA obviously can cause a number of problems like skin infections, sepsis, pneumonia, and they result in 19,000 deaths a year and account for $3 billion in annual health care costs. So, it, you know, if MRSA is methicillin resistant, it's resistant to a lot of antibiotics. And so when we culture, you know, these infections, it's very interesting. I could tell if somebody has MRSA just by when they walk in. They go, this is painful. This is a very painful infection. It just came up, and it's a lot of pus, and it's a lot of pain, and it's very localized. And I'm like, it's probably staph. So I take a culture, and then I put them on an antibiotic that, like, Bactrim, you know, that it has still sensitivity against MRSA. But many people like me, I'm allergic to sulfa. So if I, God forbid, ever got MRSA, I couldn't take sulfa. I'm very allergic to sulfa. That really, really stinks. And so, I know we talked about how all we're doing is making more antibiotics and the bacteria outsmarts that, and then we come up with another antibiotic and the bacteria outsmarts that. But while we're, you know, in the process of trying to figure out other ways to, you know, zap these bacteria, we got to still do the antibiotic thing. We have to. I mean, because we already have a lot of that technology, a lot of that research. All we have to do is tweak it, you know, play with what we have, and see if we can make something stronger. But, there's only so much we'll be able to do. They say research on animals often fails to produce similar results in humans, so phase one clinical trials to test the safety and effectiveness of TXA-709 in humans is expected to begin next spring. All right, so we will keep you guys posted on that. The very, very interesting study, they say a boring job can make you brain dead, and lack of stimulation affects memory and concentration later in life. Now, a lot of us get bored on the job. We just do. I mean, I think we've all been there. I get bored. And when I get bored, I usually, I don't really get bored on air, and I don't get bored seeing patients, or when I was seeing patients, I didn't really get bored there. Because you're too busy to get bored. But when it really gets boring is when you're sitting there working on the reports, or you're dealing with the insurance and the billing, and you're like, oh, this stinks, okay? But that's only a very small part of my day. I mean, you know, between radio and everything else I do, and now I teach at Toro University, I'm pretty, you know, busy. But researchers at Florida State University found both having a dull job and a dirty working environment can have long-term cognitive effect on employees. They say researchers have been divided on whether it was working in an unclean workspace, facing exposure to agents such as mold, lead, or loud noises, or working in an unstimulated environment that took the biggest toll on brain health. Lead research Dr. Joseph Grewax said the new study was significant because it showed both can play an important role on long-term cognitive well-being. So those are 5,000 people who were participating in this called Midlife in the United States study. Scientists examined individual workplaces and their ability to maintain and later use information. And they even also found with women as well. They looked at the way they could manage their time, pay attention, complete tasks. And so obviously the more bored you are, you saw a cognitive decline. So, you know, there was also a study that I want to find. Where if you learn something and then you exercise after learning, it's supposed to make it stick. Let me see if I could find that. That was kind of an interesting, there we go. Okay. So a study had come out saying if you exercise 4 hours after learning, that will boost your memory. So I teach a lot of medical students now. I should probably tell them to immediately go and work out after my lecture. Well, the problem is, I mean, you know my lecture. You know, I'm going to be talking about a lot of minutia. You know, I'll be like, so then, I talk about myself in medical school all the time. And then I was dating Dirk, and I was dating Dirk when we were studying this. And then, you know, finally, you know, we'll have some of the professors go, Dr. Wax, just lecture over. But, this study called In Current Biology tested 72 people on their memory recall, and it found that exercising a few hours after learning was more effective than immediately afterwards. They said after spending 40 minutes on learning a task, the 72 people were split into groups. One exercised right away, another group performed exercise 4 hours later, and a third did not exercise at all. The activity consisted of 35 minutes of vigorous exercise on an exercise bike. When they were all tested on how much they remembered 2 days later, the second group, the one that performed that exercise 4 hours after learning, did the best. Brain images using MRI showed this group's activity patterns in the hippocampus, which is, I guess, connected to learning and memory, and they found it to sharpen. So maybe it's the comical chemical compounds like the dopamine or the norepinephrine. Maybe those help improve the memory. Maybe it's because you're not trying to study anymore, and so you are focusing on, you know, the task at hand. So we don't know, but either way, it's pretty cool. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I guess this May was the hottest in modern history, and the Earth has broken the heat record for a 13th month in a row. They said record May heat from Alaska to India and especially in the oceans put the global average temperature at 60.17 degrees Fahrenheit, according to the NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, which is 1.57 degrees Fahrenheit above the 20th century average. They say there's still a chance that June will break records. El Nino is starting to dissipate, which causes record heat, and it also caused record rainfall in the Pacific. And in the U.S. Southwest, temperatures are forecast to be near 120 degrees later this week. I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, and I think we're supposed to be hitting the 110s easy. In the U.S. Southwest, temperatures are okay, we talked about that. Let me see here. I guess this is the first time since November that a month wasn't a full degree hotter than the 20th century average. I mean, maybe it's the El Nino, maybe it's global warming, man-made. I still don't know how we are warming the Earth. I really think that the sun and our shift and our orbit is just a touch bit more powerful than, you know, my Jeep. I just do, but I do believe we are getting warmer. I just don't know what's causing it. So, look, I love the environment. It's always good to, you know, help the environment, so I'm definitely for that. I mean, you could recycle, you know, you don't have to litter. You could, you know, watch your carbon footprint. I don't mind that, but I just still find it hard to believe that, you know, that we're the ones causing this to happen. But very interesting. So try to stay cool. We're looking at a lot of excessive heat warnings throughout the United States. Make sure you hydrate, stay indoors, make sure your air conditionings and fans are working, and make sure you have a plan B. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 35cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend, regardless of your credit history. Visit 35cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 35cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 35cash.com. Type www.35cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 35cash.com. 35cash.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.